The Acting Secretary General of the Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Karewe, says at this point of Ghana's economic development, the country can do without the IMF bailout. Rather, government should listen to organized labor's advice and ensure that certain negative tendencies and dynamics are changed for improved economic socio-economic development. Mr. Karewe said this on Radio Ghana's Current Affairs program Focus, which discussed the impact of the IMF bailout on labor, wages and employment.
Handouts, no. Assistance depend on the situation. When you struck by a disaster, you need assistance. So we need to know what type of assistance. We can do without the Bretton Woods institutions. That one, I want to be clear on that. We can do without the Bretton Woods. We can do without them because I believe no one is sitting here saying that we don't need to liberalize our economy in the face of globalization. It is the over-liberalization that is the issue. It is not the question that we will not liberalize. And you need to know what IMF is and then before you can go. On the negotiations, when you talk about entrenched position, it also means non-negotiable issues. And IMF is not a place to go and dictate to them that, look, I'm coming to you, I'm going to pick. It's just like going to your bankers and you tell them that, look, I need money, but I need so much. Don't give me conditionalities. They will not mind you. Go away with your demands. We agree at this point in our economic development, we think that we can do without IMF. One, if you look at what we are going to get from IMF, it's about money. But then beyond that, IMF will take control over your domestic economic policy management. It's a wish.
It's particularly the blind in the
energy sector. When you subsidize electricity, who are you subsidizing for? You must catch the vulnerable group that you want to subsidize for and subsidize that. But it becomes difficult for government to do so. And we advise them that, look, what you need to do is, first and foremost, go to the compound houses where most vulnerable people live. Ensure that each room has a meter, because you pay according to the consumption. It's all about us. So you can go to IMF and come back. When you don't change this dynamics, then you will still remain the same.
Another panelist on the program, who is a labor and alternative dispute resolution expert, Ben Arthur, noted that the IMF bill out and its conditionalities will affect so many sectors of the economy, especially on education. Thus, he said, will worsen the poverty level of the people.
IMF is one of the most influential bodies on the globe, and it is established by a quota system. When I say a quota system, it's almost like a dollar for a vote. So the countries of US, France, Britain, Nigeria is part of it, Japan, Germany. These are key countries with almost a total of about 38% in that vote. And most of the conditions they give us are conditions that also serve their national interest. So to us as a developing country, we have seen that IMF psychology is that they understand macroeconomics. But when it comes to the microeconomics, I don't think they really understand and appreciate our conditions. One of the conditions that will be given even before the negotiation is cutting public expenditure. And in Ghana, we have always been saying that about 70% of internally generated funds go into the single spine. So if we are going to cut public expenditure, obviously the wages will be affected.
Government communicator Samnate George said government has not yet started negotiations on the IMF bailout. He said the country needs the bailout since this will boost investor confidence in the economy.
The government hasn't even started negotiations. The first meeting that just ended, that took place in September, was simply a fact-finding and information-gathering meeting. At this point in time, to bring a certain level of confidence for international and foreign investors who are holding most of your bonds, when the city starts dropping drastically, it's not necessarily because of the Abusio Kai guy or the Makola woman who wants to go to China to import. How much is a shipload? How much forex do they need? But the problem the city faces is when people who are holding government of Ghana bonds that they've bought on the London Stock Exchange or the New York Stock Exchange, and they decide to request for their bonds because, you see, their investments are dollar-based, but when they are retrieving their bonds, because the Ghanaian system runs on the city thing, when the city loses value, the value of their investment is lost. And so when there is that negative speculation on the international market, and investors in the space of 1 week demand a return of their investments to the tune of $1 billion, it means the central bank must find $1 billion in the space of 1 week. Definitely you see the city do what? Plummet against the dollar.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus.